News Talk 1620 WTAW, a really fun way to help out the Brazos Valley Food Bank, takes place tomorrow morning. It is picking corn. That's right. Sweet corn is available at the Southern Plains Agricultural Research Center. It's the USDA farm at 2818 and F&B Road in College Station. Opportunity to visit with Teresa Mangapora of the Food Bank about how all this got together.
We have not had such an opportunity, so this is going to be all new for everybody all around.
So how did all this come about?
You know, the USDA, I've been at the Food Bank for 6 years. The USDA on a local level and on the national level is just really get involved in the issue of hunger. And the folks at the Southern Plains Agricultural Research Center, that's the one on that we're talking about, the 2818 and F&B Road, I believe some of the core research they do is on corn, and so they decided while they're doing, you know, some planting of corn for research, why not plant some for the hungry, which is really cool. So I know I did go do a presentation to all of the local USDA offices. They all kind of congregated into one building to kick off some activities for the summer for last year, and really there's been some good connections that have been made with those folks. We just have a lot in common, what they're trying to do and what we're trying to do, and so it's a good fit.
So how many acres are out there?
It's my understanding it's a little over 1 acre, and I'm speaking, I don't know a whole lot about this, but it seems like it's going to be a lot of corn.
And the food bank has the resources to be able to hold it then, or at least get it moved on?
Yes, absolutely. So we know that we're going to have a truck out there that's going to be able to have the boxes that we're going to be able to put corn in the boxes, and each individual can have their own box and then stack those boxes on pallets. And then we have a refrigerated truck, bring it back to the food bank, and we've got commercial-sized freezers and coolers. We have invited our partner agencies, the partner pantries, to come out tomorrow as well. And what they pick, they'll probably take straight to their locations around the Brazos Valley to give out to people. What comes back here will just be distributed with orders and as needed. But we'll have no trouble getting this out at all. Sweet corn is a rare opportunity. I think we've maybe had it here once, and most people really like corn. So we're excited.
So what's the process of getting involved?
Well, we're not going to have people meet at the food bank. We ask that they come out directly to the farm. And, it's at the corner of 2818 and F&B Road in College Station. Bring whatever you need to bring to be healthy outside in this really hot weather. So hat and sunscreen, sunglasses. And I would suggest some kind of gloves just because I don't know how difficult this could be on your hands out here. And then we're going to bring enough bottled water to keep everybody as hydrated as best we can, and just whatever a number of hours or a half an hour that people can give, wonderful. We're going to stay out there as long as we can to get as much done as possible, understanding that we may not get it all done, and just doing the best that we can.
How early are you all going to be out there?
9 a.m. is when we want to start. So I think we'll probably have someone here a little bit earlier than that. And hopefully we'll bring the truck that has the logo on it, so it'll be pretty clear to people where we're at. It's my understanding that our staff person named Michael will be the one that's out there helping give direction and support to the volunteers. Rhonda is kind of over him, and she's been sort of spearheading getting the word out. So you know, we were hoping that we have a lot of people show up. We've had parents saying they're coming with their kids. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to get involved.
And, yeah, so unique.
Yeah, it is. You know, there are some farms one of the elementary schools in College Station has one, and the children there do all the work in preparing it and picking it. There is a farm at the Hamilton unit, which is a prison here in town. But in those opportunities, those folks themselves do all the work on it. This is kind of one of those where a group of people said, hey, we'll plant it for you if you can get the volunteers to do the work. So it gives a great opportunity for people to get involved and be outside. And everybody likes, I think everybody likes fresh produce, so we're excited.
And while I've got you on the horn, it's been a while since you've talked about whether the need has gone up or down or been holding its own. And so how's it been going?
I feel like it's holding its own, and I think everyone's kind of holding their breath. I mean, we do have a little more concrete detail about what's happening on the state level as far as budget, but we still don't know a lot about what's going on the federal level. I think people probably have some concerns about their health insurance coverage if they're on Medicare or Medicaid, because those are things being talked about. And so I just don't think we know everything that could happen that could be harder on families in need, because we just don't have all the answers yet. Nothing's getting easier around here. I'm sort of afraid that once the news comes out, it's going to get a little bit harder. And there's always a lag before all of it really takes place. So I don't know if we'll see that this year, if it'll be some into next year. But we're doing the best we can to keep food in here. And this project right here is just another creative way for someone to say, you know, I don't know how I could get involved. And these guys over here at the USDA are doing something wonderful for us. And I don't think that it was that much extra work for them. So there's always ways to get involved.
And a great turnout will certainly send a signal that perhaps the project can be repeated.
Absolutely. You know, they tried to grow some stuff for us in the spring, and then we had that strange freeze that was kind of late, and everything got lost. So I think that we learned something from that, and they did as well, and that this one's going to be successful. And I think if we can have a great show of support with volunteers, that they're going to be excited as well and continue doing it. So I think you were really correct on saying that.
Thanks again to Teresa Mangapura of the Brazos Valley Food Bank for letting us know more about tomorrow's sweet corn picking. It's at the Southern Plains Agricultural Research USDA Farm. It's at 2818 and F&B Road in College Station. Again, they'll begin at 9 a.m. And in addition to sunscreen, a hat, and some gloves from someone who has picked corn and detasseled corn in their past, long sleeves are a great idea. So are pants, as opposed to short sleeves and shorts and closed-toed shoes. If you have boots, those will be better. Tennis shoes would be okay, but certainly not sandals or any kind of open-toe shoe. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.